Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Have you guys all watched Longest Third Date on Netflix?
No. Is it about my most recent third date? Because that one never ended.
Is it still going on right now? It's really good. So let me recommend this to you guys. So I was looking for something kind of mindless to watch as I was falling asleep. Shouldn't be watching TV anyway. But if you're going to watch something kind of mindless, and Longest Third Date is about this couple that decided on their third date to do something spontaneous. So they end up going to Costa Rica together. It's their third date.
Wow.
Okay, stop. Changing up the bar you want to go to, going to a different part of town, that's spontaneous. Doing plans that you haven't made on a night out, spontaneous. Going to Costa Rica, that's impulsive.
I love this.
I do too.
I love this kind of impulsiveness, right? So either way, they decide to go for it, right? And they're going to go for a weekend. She doesn't even tell her parents. She's Asian and she's got a really controlling dad, so she kind of lies to him throughout her entire life. And this is a documentary, by the way. This is not made up. So she ends up going out with this dude who's really kind of obnoxious. Like, his phone is on 24/7 as he's recording everything in his life. That's just who he is. So anyway, they go down to Costa Rica for a weekend. And during this weekend, COVID hits the world, and they can't get back to the U.S.
Stop.
So their third date ends up being 3 months together.
Oh my God.
In different Airbnbs and homes and tents in Costa Rica.
God.
And it follows
miserable.
The entire journey, because even before he met her, he was recording his entire life. So obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But for this particular thing, it just worked out great. And I had never heard of this story before, but apparently it was like in People magazine and it was all over the place for a while during COVID as they fell in love. And it's just a really, really great story.
Okay.
All right.
I want to ask you if they're still together, but I don't want to ruin it for anybody who may want to see it.
I almost ruined it. It's just really great. Watch it.
Okay.
It's mindless, but it's really, really cute. And imagine being stuck with somebody new in another country 3 months. 3 months.
I can't imagine
it. It seems like a nightmare scenario as somebody who's never been excited for a second date
right.
to be stuck with this man for 3 months. Nope.
You might need this, Abby. This might be the only way a date does come to life.
It's a Longest Third Date on Netflix. All right, so what's going on now with your mom and these dudes that she got into this group chat with that she was trying to align you with?
Yeah, you remember a couple of weeks ago, my mom was in town and she was really excited to, you know, check out our city. And it happened to be a University of Florida game the day that she was here. And she said, you know, we need to find a place where all the other Gators are watching the game. So she asked some guys who were wearing Gator polos and they said, we're going to XYZ bar. We'll see you there. And she was like, yeah, you will. So we go and we hang out. And the thing about my mom is after a couple of glasses of Sauvignon Blanc, she thinks she's like the millionaire matchmaker. So she ended up going up to all these different guys, and as a way to force me to talk to them, she would go up to them, strike up conversation, and I would have to interject, and I'd be like, is my mom bothering you guys? Are you, is this okay? And my mom's real social and fun when she goes out, so they usually had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it turned into more than just conversations at the bar. She ended up putting all of these guys into a group chat so they could either A, become friends, or B, take me out on a date, because she added me into this group chat. And the really sweet thing is that a lot of these guys became friends. They hung out for the rest of the night. They went to UF and, you know, they went to maybe another SEC school. So they had a lot to bond over. And it turned into this thing where they called themselves Carrie's Kings because they felt so honored that Carrie approached them and put them into this honorary group chat.
That's fire.
It sounds really cute at first until we started noticing that some of the messages were getting a little inappropriate, which is not how you want this to go. My sweet mother, she's an innocent lady. She does not need to be thrown into some kind of MILF narrative. So we had noticed that one of the groups of guys that we had gone up to, they had gone to the University of Alabama. So we should have seen this coming. There were a couple of guys that were taking this joke in a direction that we didn't want it to go to. They were making some weird faces at my mom that implied they wanted to see her in a more intimate light. They were making some passes at her. They were making some passes at me. And my mom actually, once she realized who these guys were in the group chat, because they started sending selfies and stuff, she kicked them out. She's like, I ain't having none of this. Not my group chat. You ain't a Carrie King. You a Carrie Prince then. And she ended up getting these guys out. They added themselves back in. And my mom was like, whatever, we'll just ignore it. But then they started making passes in the group chat. They started sending inappropriate messages about how he wanted to find a friend for me. So him, his friend, me and my mom could all, you know, quote unquote, hang out together.
Oh, wow.
And now my mom is like, well, I keep kicking them out and they keep coming back in. And I don't know how to delete this group chat, essentially. So my mom is coming back into town this weekend. We're going back to the same bar because we did have a good time to watch the Gator game. And I don't really know how to approach this. Like, is it on me to say in the group chat, like, shut up, my mom's a nice lady, stop making sexual passes at her? Or do I just ignore it and hope it goes away and hope I don't get into a brawl at the bar?
what would you do?
I would say something. I mean, I would hate the fact that I have to, because, like, why are these dudes doing this? But, yeah, if it were my mom, I would certainly defend my mom's honor by telling them to shut up.
I know. I just hate that they're bringing me into this, too. I'm like, I didn't even want to be in this group chat. And here we are, me being objectified sexually.
I can break this down real easy. Delete the group chat.
You can't, though.
What do you mean you can't?
You can't delete the group chat on iMessage. You can't, like, once you can be added to group chats and you can continue to remove yourself, but they can keep adding you.
Well, okay, that sucks.
Yeah, it's like nothing you can do. I hate that part about Apple phones.
Then I think you do have to say something. Or has your mom said anything?
No. Well, actually, my mom did say something. She was like, hey, guys, this is so wholesome. She's like, hey, guys, notice some of the comments. Don't appreciate them. Please stop or
too
I'm going
nice.
To continue. Yeah, no.
Too nice.
She's too nice. So I need to come in like the bulldog that I can be after about half a glass of wine, but I'm waiting for the weekend.
I think if it comes from your mom in a strong tone, it's going to go way further with these dudes than it would with if you did it.
So you don't think they're going to take me seriously?
They may or may not, but I think if it comes from moms, you want to hope that dudes would be respectful and go, oh man, I feel like an idiot.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if they're immature enough to be doing this and making passes at your mom when she clearly said that she didn't appreciate it, I feel like they're not going to listen to either one of you. They're just going to keep doing whatever they want.
And unfortunately, there are plenty of Florida bars to go and watch this game at this weekend, even though if you want an emotional cut that way, to go watch the game at, you don't even need to go to that same bar.
Nope, that is like the bar to go to. Like, we're going to have major FOMO if we don't go to this bar. It's the one where the Gator Club hangs out at. It's a bunch of other SEC people hang out. Yeah, it's the one in Buckhead.
That is. That's
it's the bar.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, so maybe I'll just hire a hitman. Who knows?
Get it? The Burt Show.